This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 7th. Okay, we're getting some consolidation in the market. This is perfectly normal after a big holiday weekend. So don't let that alarm you. We have a lot of news this week. We have CPI on Tuesday. We have the PPI on Wednesday, wholesale prices, and then retail sales on Thursday. So those are all big, important economic reports. The main thing to watch is the bond market, okay? President Trump is trying to set a trade deadline by July 9th for a lot of countries, but other countries where they're negotiating are going to be postponed until August 1st. So that seems to cause some confusion, but the bottom line is the tariffs are coming. The Financial Times pointed out that tariff revenue to the U.S. Treasury has soared. Was over $24 billion in May, and it might be up to $60 billion soon. And of course, the whole point of the tariff revenue is to help offset some of the tax cuts, because when they passed the tax bill, there were some new deductions, and which effectively lowered tax rates for about 90% of people. So interesting times we're in, but the bottom line is earnings remain great. The small cap end of the market has been very dominant. And even today, I noticed we got some small caps up. So the buying pressure still is persisting from all that Russell realignment we had. The other thing is the markets are very narrow, okay? And they're very fundamentally focused. So this is not a sector market. Semis are more important than all of tech, for example. So you got to really pick them good here, okay? Otherwise, I'm very comfortable and confident. I do not like the summer months. It has nothing to do with the weather. It has to do with we can get some air pockets come August. But if the Fed does cut rates on July 29th, that's the next FOMC meeting, that would give us a little turbo boost in the bumpy summer months. But July is a seasonally strong month, and the second half of July is stronger than the first half. That's because earnings will be coming out in the second half of July. So this is, if anything, the pause that refreshes. So that's it. I'll keep updating the market during fast market conditions or if anything important happens economically. But I do want you to know that everything I anticipated is happening, and I'm not worried about a thing.